Now time for our Jefferson West locker room chat. It continues here tonight. We're talking boys basketball. We got Joe Smith, the head coach, joining us here. Always appreciate the few minutes brought to you by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Coach, a couple of games to get your thoughts on here, and obviously look forward to a matchup on Friday out of league. And, you know, I say out of league because the games we're going to talk about are going to be out of the Big East. You know, you've taken a little bit of a break. You know, you had the midseason tournament, and then you bounce back from there with the wonky schedule. And, you know, Wellsville, the opponents last Friday night, and a game at home, and again, a tough team out of league, but you win it by 9, 60-51. So let's start there with that game on Friday against Wellsville.
You know, Wellsville came to town, and they got a pretty talented group, well-coached group, and they were state champions a couple of years ago. So, you know, not a bad team. We struggled a bit. We had the four straight days of practice leading up to that Wellsville game coming out of the midseason tournament, which we needed, and I think helped us a little bit. So, taking a break from, three game weeks that we've had for the last month or so and just playing that one game on Friday, took us a minute to get kind of back in the game speed flow of things. But, you know, once we settled in and got clicking, our guys played well and, made enough plays to get that win.
And you guys picked up off that Monday night, another home contest, this time against Linden, and this one 62-45. So I know last week we were talking about kind of a rough stretch. You know, you had three consecutive losses, but back-to-back wins since, starting with Wellsville and then Monday night against Linden, 62-45. How nice was it to pick things up where you kind of left off on Friday night?
It was good. And like I said, following those practices, the Wellsville game was, a little rough, just trying to get back into a flow of games. And I thought that, Linden, we kind of picked right up where we left off from the Wellsville game. Energy was super high, to start the game. And honestly, I think that's kind of what, helped us win that game was, guys, energy was high. The energy was contagious. Bench guys came in and gave us a lift, which is, something that we lack at times. We kind of top heavy with our starters having to do a lot of the heavy lifting. But, bench guys came in. They did a really, really good job. The guys that we typically lean on, they came out and performed, and so it was just an all-around team effort, but easily probably the best energy and flow that we played with all season, for sure, in the Linden game.
Yeah, and you guys are going to try to keep that going. You have another non-league game Friday. You go to Wabunsee, a Chargers team. I'm sure you haven't had a ton of time to kind of dissect and what to expect in that game. I know they just lost to Axtell earlier this week. Axtell, a top-tier team in 1A D2, of course. But, at least what can you tell us, as much as you know about this Wabunsee team, for Friday and just kind of the expectations for that road trip?
For us, I just want us to, just continue on the path that we've kind of created these last few games and, showing up to practice. And, every day we kind of start practice with, we're easily, beyond the halfway point of our season. But, we just want to show up and try to, keep getting better every single day. And that's kind of where we are. So heading into Wabunsee, I kind of, expect the same. Still showing up to get better, still showing up to improve. And, can't take anybody lightly. I mean, Wabunsee beat us last year at home. So, just showing up to, just try to keep this train rolling.
There it is, Jefferson West boys basketball coach Joe Smith joining us. Again, a couple of good wins, Wellsville Friday and then Linden Monday. They go to Wabunsee on Friday night to wrap up this week of action, trying to keep that momentum going in a positive way. Coach, we always appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.